right to them cap. Oh, look who is. Young people jump and clap. Private sector jump and clap. Say goodbye to them cap. We see a better day, for live a better way. Vote for Paul Holugu-Wayne.
We let them vote in PDM.
Vote for Paul.
We need new direction, we tired of the old one.
Vote for Paul Holugu-Wayne.
Stand up and be counted, make a change.
Paul Holugu-Wayne. Say good bye-bye to MK.
Right, right now. PDM.
Vote for Paul Holugu-Wayne.
PDM.
Ready. Okay, well, interesting reggae political propaganda song there. Wow, I've never heard that before. Paul Lewis, PDM. Yeah, 2 years ago, vote for Paul Lewis and the People's Democratic Party of Montserrat. Yeah, Hillary and Trump, you guys don't have reggae anthems, do you? I think that's probably the reason why Paul actually ended up winning the election. Yes, the Minister of Communications and other things. Yeah, good job. Good song. Really catchy when PDM over and over in your face. Like, who else are you going to vote for after that? So, yeah, interestingly, Paul and his party are now investing in the volcano that nearly destroyed Montserrat 20 years ago. They are investing in sand mining and geothermal energy to reconcile and make peace with this volcano, the Soufriere Hills volcano that once buried much of the island, almost two-thirds of the island. And all that can be seen now of Plymouth, the former and somehow still the capital of Montserrat, is the top floors of some of the tallest buildings. The rest of it is just covered in boulders and dust and lava flows. So, yeah, people call it a modern Pompeii, actually. And, yeah, they're moving the capital to a little bay in the north. So they're building a new capital there. And, yeah, hopefully they can convince this volcano to work for them and create some jobs and energy and, wow, interesting stuff. So, yeah, the majority of Montserrat's annual budget comes from the UK. It's still a province of the UK, external territory. What do you call it? Anyway, the ash to cash slowly materializing with geothermal development in Montserrat. Yeah, so hopefully a lot of people eventually will move back there. A lot of them have moved to the UK and surrounding Caribbean islands so they can, you know, reclaim their land and their culture. And maybe this volcano will eventually end with a very fertile land. But yeah, Montserrat, amazing. I'm so happy with this music. I mean, hopefully you like the Caribbean vibes as well. And yeah, for a little island of only 5,000 people now, well, used to be more than 10,000, but for that number, still an amazing musical heritage for such a small place. So, amazing stuff. I loved it. I loved it. And before that political reggae rant about the People's Democratic Party and Paul Lewis, we heard Scrappy. Yeah, modern musician. He's still going. Actually started in 2005. A little Scrappy. And yeah, is a major player on the Montserrat soca music scene. And that song was in Creole called Paquite Muen. Don't know what that means, I'm sorry. But yeah, Creole, it sounds like French Creole, to be honest. But yeah, he shows his different sides. He mostly sings in English, but that one in the Creole of the Caribbean. Yeah, Scrappy and his album Soca of 2011, Soul of Caribbean Art Form. Bam. And before that, we heard the mighty ruler, the man with the scratchiest voice in all of Montserrat. Mighty ruler, sinking sand, which may be a reference to the volcano or may not. Sinking sand, don't step in the sinking sand. Yeah, he's an amazing voice. And that's that. Before that, the Rude Boys String Band, and I would encourage you to like them on Facebook. Rude Boys String Band. The song Gimme Soup Now One Calabash, bringing back the string band tradition, keeping it vibrant. And that was from their album Revival of 2013. So there we go. hope you enjoyed the trip to Montserrat, Smile Island, the Emerald of the Caribbean. And yeah, next we're going to hear something else. We're going to hear a piece of music from, how about a group called Hookworms, a group from Leeds, England, a new album from 2014 called The Hum. We'll hear a song called Radio Tokyo, Hookworms on Wandering Rhythms. This is the end of the program. Wandering Rhythms is the name. I have been Nick Legacy, and we just heard an artist from Toronto, Ontario. That was Zoo Owl, who performs live with lights in his eyes. Well, I mean, on the outside, he's not. He would be blind if the lights were facing his eyes, but there you go. Zoo Owl from 2014, the album Hollow. That was Nemesis. And before that piece of music, if I can recall. Oh, yes, we heard Hookworms out of Leeds, England. Hookworms with the song Radio Tokyo, new psych rock. And, well, just one last piece of music before the end of the show. And Alex is here looking through CDs, a librarian searching for music for the next show. The Generic Alternative coming up with a lot of exciting stuff. And we're just going to end with one piece here by the Stargazer Lilies, a band similar to My Bloody Valentine, perhaps. I've not even heard this. Oh, Black Moth Super Rainbow. That's one of the name, the bands that they name check. Love them. So here we go. The Stargazer Lilies and a song from their new album, Door to the Sun. This will be a beautiful space. Good day, everybody, and happy election to Americans, I hope.
bird note. To hear a common loon in the wild during the summer, you'll need to find a northern freshwater lake where a pair is nesting. But to find that same common loon in winter, you'll likely need to look on a saltwater bay. The shift from fresh to saltwater would kill most animals, but loons, along with many ducks and other water birds, have evolved to be able to make that move. When a loon starts ingesting prey in water that's high in salt, that salt gets into its bloodstream. This sets off a complex physiological process that reaches its endpoint in a pair of glands above the eyes. These glands, also activated by the higher salt levels in the body, excrete the excess salt through a duct that leads to the bird's nostrils. From there, the salty solution runs down the beak and back into the environment. When switched on, the salt glands burn up a lot of calories. So it's possible that breeding adults nest on freshwater to save that energy for raising chicks. But most of these areas start to freeze over come late fall. And then it's time to seek a watery place that won't freeze. A salty one, like the Gulf of Mexico or Puget Sound. For BirdNote, I'm Michael Stein.
If you're a regular listener of this show or other shows on CJSF, we'd love to hear from you. Tell us about what you like and why you like it, as well as ways we can improve our programming. To leave comments, please email cjsfprog@sfu.ca or call 778-782-4423. This information can also be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Atención.
Yucasterio. Domingos 6 a 8 p.m. 90.1 CJSF Radio.
CJSF
90.1 FM.
Radio Mano Papachango
90.1 FM. Yucasterio.
Atención.